It's 9 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Alexandra Ward. It's 1 degree and cloudy outside our East York studios. In the news today, NATO is reporting that former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi still has a considerable amount of weaponry at his disposal. While NATO's campaign against Gaddafi has had some impact in reducing Gaddafi's weaponry, the threat still remains. NATO welcomes any additional air support that allies can offer. In the economic world, once again, Canada's inflation rate has skyrocketed. The inflation rate has risen 3.3% in the last year, the highest rate since the recession. This is higher than economists were expecting. Consumers are feeling this most acutely at the grocery store and at the gas pump. Today in politics, the leaders have a busy day of campaigning ahead of them. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff will begin his day in Winnipeg and then attend a rally in Brampton, followed by a media appearance. Jack Layton will begin his day in Toronto and then head to the Niagara region for a town hall photo op in Welland. Bloc leader Gilles Duceppe will be spending the day in Montreal with various community groups, and leader of the Green Party, Elizabeth May, will be spending the day in Calgary. Now for education news. A Toronto-based historian says school textbooks don't incorporate enough African-Canadian history. Hilary Dawson was speaking at the S. Walter Stewart Library to mark Black History Month in Toronto. She says that Black History Month is still important to help Canadians focus on the fact that Black history exists in Canada. Observer Radio News' Nita Toshval reports.
There were still lots of questions from the audience after Hilary Dawson's lecture. One woman asked whether Toronto schools would incorporate more African-Canadian history into the curriculum. Dawson says there will be changes made to combat persistent ignorance.
If you ask, you know, most people in the 60s, they would have said that, you know, that whitening blacks in Canada until they came from the Caribbean in the 1960s.
Dawson says that Black History Month still has a vital role to play, even though it's been celebrated in Toronto for 32 years.
It's helped white Canadians focus on the fact that Black history exists. And I think that's really important, because I think it's something that wasn't acknowledged at all.
Dawson says that it's important for Canadians to see the Black faces in their history. Since African Canadians have been in the country from the moment Europeans arrived, she wants their history to be included too. Dawson is currently working on the biography of Alfred Lafferty, Chatham's first Black lawyer. Anita Toshava, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Now turning to sports. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays suffered a humiliating defeat at the hands of the Boston Red Sox. The Jays lost 9-1. The Jays have lost their last three games. In NHL playoff news, the Boston Bruins crushed the Montreal Canadiens last night. The Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-2. In NBA playoffs, they're well underway. Last night, the Philadelphia 76ers lost to the Miami Heat with a score of 94-73, and the Chicago Bulls defeated the Indiana Pacers 96-90. And in entertainment news, Nicolas Cage is already back at work after a brush with the law. The one-time Oscar winner was arrested on Friday in New Orleans. Cage had a spat with his wife, Alice Kim, and when police arrived on the scene, he dared them to arrest him. They obliged. Cage was bailed out of jail by, wait for it, Dog the Bounty Hunter. In other news, Charlie Sheen is back in court, the big shocker being that he's there voluntarily. Sheen's ex, Brooke Mueller, and the mother of his two twin boys has fallen off the drug wagon, and Sheen is seeking full custody of the boys. In local news, Scarborough resident Vicky Bismillah is going to be inducted into the Scarborough Hall of Fame. She spent 18 years within the Scarborough Board of Education. Since 2005, she's joined Centennial College as Vice President Academic and Chief Learning Officer. She's an advocate of 20 equity programs within the community and currently a board member of the Scarborough Hospital. She explains her reaction to the award.
I've lived and worked in Scarborough for 40 years, and I've always worked with students as a teacher and as a principal, a school superintendent, and now as the vice president of Centennial. And so in that regard, I guess, you know, the college felt that there needed to be some recognition.
Yeah. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Alexandra Ward.